to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Join me each week for unfiltered discussion about beauty trends, self-care journeys, wellness tips, and the products we absolutely love and cannot get enough of. If you are a skincare obsessive and you spend 20 plus minutes on your skincare routine, this podcast is for you. Or if you're a newbie at the beginning of your skincare journey, you'll love this podcast as well because we go so much deeper than beauty. I talk to incredible and inspiring people from across industries about their relationship with beauty. You'll also hear from skincare experts. We break down lots of myths in the beauty industry. If this sounds like your thing, search for Naked Beauty on your podcast app and listen along. I hope you'll join us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose. And we're here to talk about, we're here to talk to Real Talk with life coaches today. And our special guest today is Libby. I don't want to mess up a last name, but I'm going to say DeLucian.
DeLucian, yeah.
DeLucian, I got it. See, I'm getting pretty good. Thank you for being on the show and welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Awesome. I'm happy to be here. Excited.
Great. So tell us a little bit about you.
I first am a wife. I'm a mother. I have children, three kids. I'm married. I live in South Florida and I own a handful of businesses, actually. Okay. I'm a home service business owner. I own two softwares and I do coaching as well. I started my first business, the home service business, out of pure necessity, going through an absolute horrible separation, divorce, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I needed something to do that was like an extremely low startup. Yeah. And what cheaper to do than I started with organizing yeah, people's homes. And then we added cleaning. From there, I saw a gap in the industry. I created my first software. Then I created my second software.
Okay.
And then I just have so many people. And then I had a mentor, right? And this mentor, she's like, hey, I want to bring coaches on. And she asked me to be one of her first coaches. And that's kind of how I got into the coaching aspect.
Okay.
And I do right now a lot of coaching in the home service industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with tactical coaching and it slowly evolved into more about life, like, hey, how am I balancing everything?
Yeah.
How am I staying healthy? How am I keeping up with the business? How am I not letting it destroy me?
Yeah.
And it's evolved into that.
And I'm going to ask you that question. With four businesses, all those businesses going, how do you keep that balance? I know my audience is always asking about that question. You know, how do we keep that balance? Like all this going on and your mother and your wife, you know, how do you do all that?
Yeah. Well, first, it's not easy. Like I'm not going to lie. It's not easy. Not everyone is bred to do it. It's not easy and it takes practice. I think all of our failures that we do, that we go through along, along the journey are priming us there. It's strength. It's like conditional training, that interval working out. It's priming us to prepare us for the bigger things if that's what we want to pursue. So it's not easy, but, I have like a few main things. One is, you cannot do all of it yourself. So you have to give up that idea of perfectionism.
Yeah. And
most women and mothers, we just need it our way. Like we're the only ones who can do it. So giving up the idea of perfectionism that I need help. You can't build this by yourself. Yeah. So then having great people asking for help, I think at least for me as a woman and as a mom, I sucked at asking for help.
Yeah, I did too. But now I'm a total asker. Yep.
So asking for help.
I'm a total asker.
The second tip is living a very simple life.
Yeah.
Right. A minimalistic, low maintenance life. What do you mean by that?
Good.
Well, if I have to constantly live making like in business high risk decisions and, like, you know, dealing with like important issues, customers, employees. I need to have a very minimalistic lifestyle. So I have less to manage on that side.
I love being minimal. I do love it. I am not for the bunch of things. I'm going to tell you, I learned that to be minimalistic when I moved to China.
Yeah. 100%.
I learned it. It was like really first, the first thing happened. I couldn't take everything with me. I had to take everything out of the suitcase that I had that was too heavy. So I had to take everything out. And then I was left with what the things I had. Then when I got there, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And I had to minimize that. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is like really, really confusing. Coming from a person from New York that loves clothes, loves a lot of everything, sometimes too much, and then coming to an area where I don't need all of that, and just coming to my true self there, which is great, you know?
Well, if we think about our happiest times, our most memorable moments in life.
Oh, yeah.
Where do they happen at?
Yeah. You see, for me, it was with the water and the dirt and making those mud pies.
So when we think about
those things,
very, very happy times in life, some of our most memorable, most of those happened while on vacation or outside, like either in a hotel room or while traveling or while outside. It doesn't necessarily tie to an object. And during those times, we didn't have certain things because those things are. I just did a live on for my cleaning company, my cleaning and organizing. I just did a blog on this exact thing is that if there's too much going on, our brain is competing over the it's competing for attention over the clutter.
Right. That makes sense.
And and then my third tip is you got to have structure in your businesses. You got to have processes. It's got to be documented so you can hand it off. Yeah. So you have scalability and accountability.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Systems are always good. I'm telling you, I never, you know, keeping it up. I meet so many of my clients and they all have it up here. I said, where is what you're saying to me? Where is it? Oh, it's in my head. Not a good place to be.
Yeah.
Because you forget, right? But those having a process is so very important. You know, can you just expound a little bit on that just for our audience? Expound on how important that step is.
The processes?
Yes.
I'm writing a book on this actually, as we speak. We're in the last stages of writing. It's funny because I have a recruiting software and I get asked to go speak all the time, but no one wants to hear about recruiting.
Yeah.
Everybody, I had this one talk I did and it's called the playbooks. Yeah. And everybody asks me to, can you do the playbook talk? Can you do the playbook talk? And I'm like, yeah, sure. But I thought you asked me here for recruiting. And it's what everybody desires, whether you're an employee, mm-hmm. whether you're a business owner, whether you're a parent, a mom, a dad, we all long for structure, right? Yeah. We just love structure. It makes us feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But the importance of having, like we're going to call them playbooks. They could be processes, SOPs, frameworks. There's a little variation between them, but essentially they all kind of achieve the same thing. It creates one, it's leverage time. You no longer have to answer every single question, right? You've documented it. You've put it down. It also creates scalability. You can now move faster. You can grow faster. If we look at some of the worst and best businesses, it's whoever you're asking, it's subjective, like Starbucks, like McDonald's, TJ Maxx, Ross. You go in these businesses and they have very, very simple documented processes. Why simple?
Right.
Well, they're hiring high school kids and college kids to run these multi-billion dollar conglomerations. And they can do this because they've documented it. And what I find is business owners, even if we document it, we overcomplicate it. Way too much detail. No one's going to read it. way too long. And there's different ways to document things.
Okay.
Different processes. You know, we have our more operational tactical playbooks, and we have our management style playbooks, where those are a little bit more higher level. And then we have our owner playbook, right? Okay. And so just keeping it super, super simple. And a way to start is the voice recorder on your phone, the notepad on your phone. Mm-hmm. And then once you have a handful of things out of your head and on a piece of paper, then maybe look for a place to house it. But typically people just run to a software and they're like, oh, I bought Trainual. Now it solved all my problems. No, it didn't. Cause you still have to document it. So I always say, don't go out and buy anything. It's just like with organizing. Don't go add clutter to your clutter.
Yeah.
Don't go buy anything. Just start by taking the time to capture it, document it on your phone, on notes, on the memo pad, on the voice recorder.
Right. And in your business, what are you documenting? You're saying documenting, but what are you documenting?
Well, it depends on your business. Like if you're a coaching business, it's what's your marketing strategy? What does your demo call look like? What is your customer follow-up process or your lead follow-up process? How do you conduct a coaching call? Like if you could see the coaching structure I have for coaching calls, it's highly documented. When I get done, everybody's like, you are the most organized coach I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need you to get the most out of your call. Most for your money. And some people love that and some people don't. So it's documenting how you do business so that you can scale your business. Because otherwise, then you just have a job.
Right. And when nobody wants a job, wants that job. So if there was one more tip that you can give my audience in this 15 minutes, because you're doing a bang up job on it. I'm telling you, you are getting right to it. Give them one more tip because I want them to have abundance of information when they get on here.
Well, I think my last tip is it starts with you. Why? We can't be a great mom, business owner, coach, nothing. If we're not taking care of ourselves first. And for the longest time, I always thought that was selfish. And I thought that I had to take care of everybody first. So to take care of yourself first and then your relationship, then your children, then your business. Why do I do them in that order? Because it's me first, my husband or spouse next. My kids follow that because those kids are going to grow up and have their own lives. And then my business. And, you know, and until you're willing to take help as much as we are willing to give help.
Yeah.
We're working twice as hard.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that. Tell us when your book is coming out and tell us where we can find it. If you got it on get it, you know, got it going on. Let's see it. Let's see
what's actually going. You can find it on my a pre-order on my website. It's, okay. My website is libbydelucian.com. I'm the only Libby DeLucian in the world. You'll find me easily. I really am the only Libby DeLucian in the world. So it was easy to get that URL.
Okay. And
my social media handles. But we are planning to launch at the end of Q1 next year.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. you know, around March of next year, we just are launching our launch strategy. So if you follow me, you'll see some fun posts about it. It's an overwhelming and interesting process.
Awesome. That is so super awesome. Well, we want to thank you, Libby, today for being here and giving us these strategies that I know that people are going to be downloading and getting all this great information to keep us on track and keep us well balanced. This is Edna White and my esteemed guest, Libby DeLucian, saying goodbye for now.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Eden Cher.
And I'm Brock Charlelli.
We played best friends on The Middle.
And became best friends in real life.
We're here to rewatch The Middle with all of you.
Each week, we'll recap an episode with behind-the-scenes stories, guest interviews, and what we think now, many years later.
There's a lot to dive into, so let's get to middling.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.